Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Tell us about Transition. So you mentioned that you have this ministry called Transition. How was that birthed? Tell us about that ministry, because it's really incredible what the Lord's doing through it.
Well, we always saw the need in our community to have Spanish resources. So we were a Hispanic family, blessed because we're bilingual, so we could understand a lot of the material we were getting at each conference. But we also always thought of our people, you know, what a blessing this will be if they could know. And that started building in our spirits, in our minds, hearts. So the time came where we made a decision as a household, my husband and I, to do something about it. How can we fill this gap? And we started asking some questions in the veteran community of homeschooling, and we received confirmation that this was something that hasn't been done and so much needed. So as a family, we just found a Transition. We went to our accountant one day. The Lord provided the funds to create. We are a nonprofit. And we just opened it one day. We took pictures of ourselves. Nobody knew truly about Transition in 2017. We just were obedient to the need. But at that time, the need was not as huge as now. And a lot of parents were still very comfortable at school with their kids. But everything changed, you know, 2 years ago. A lot of our friends knew us and they had seen our children and they knew we were doing something so different. So I think we were already ministering in a way, sharing our testimony without even knowing. So in 2019, when everybody went home, everybody that had seen us started calling us and they started to, you know, engage and ask questions. How do you do this? I don't know how to explain it, but all the word reached out to other countries and we started doing online workshops for free through Zoom during that period where people were locked into their houses and helping parents. Engage with their children, deal with some things that were arising. They actually started to share as families. So we saw this process in husbands, wives, and a lot of these parents realized it was like an eye-opening time for them that they could still be parents and educate their kids at home. So they found out maybe by force, but it was a good opportunity for them to see. So really Transition came to help people around 2018, we got invited as speakers in a conference that was done online in Mexico. We went out there, we spoke to the Hispanic community, but Mexico is very strong in homeschooling. So we were another couple. And then 2019 is when everybody was sent home. And then here we started doing our work, talking to leaders, talking to pastors, talking to regular business owners. And we started seeing that the purpose of Transition being founded in 2017 was now more clear to us.
Yeah.
So it's been 5 years and now it has exploded. Obviously, there's a tremendous growth in the Hispanic community. We feel blessed to be able to have been the first ones to do the first Hispanic homeschooling conference, fully in Spanish.
Yeah.
It was a tremendous blessing. We had
And you're talking about an in-person conference, not an online conference.
That's correct. I think this just happened this year, April. And your documentary was shown there. It was such a blessing to have it with subtitles. And I think we really appreciate that extra effort of putting those subtitles because it helps our community get the message across visually. Mm-hmm. And seeing it from a veteran perspective helps so much our community to engage faster and understand how influential is education truly. So that conference was breaking ground. Yeah. I think that's beginning point, a different stage for the entire Hispanic community. So we're there, excited.
What did the conference look like?
Well, everything was on paper. You know, you don't know what's going to happen until the day off.
Right.
So we got the beautiful space the Lord provided. We had the speakers lined up. Their agendas just fit it all together. It was amazing to see all these busy people just come together and willing to give. So we had 12 speakers. We had people coming from Dominican Republic. We had Mexican people. We had people from Texas. We had leaders from HSLEA join us. And we also had an interpreter assigned to all English speakers only. So every single conference was giving was translated into Spanish, if you didn't speak so. And they were all recorded. We still have them available through our membership.
Okay.
We had 250 families there. And that's a tremendous turnout. The space was filled. We had like 15 vendors. We were amazed to see how a lot of curriculum is being translated into Spanish. Yeah. A lot of resources, truly. All we did was put all these things together under one roof. And we saw not only parents, we saw kids, we saw young people, we saw even grandparents attending. So it was a blessing to see the entire family come to a conference that had never been done before. And even people traveling from other states and other countries to see what's happening. We also had a children's program. We had 50 children in that program. And we were surprised to have that amount of children. It maxed out.
Yeah.
Wow. We had lunch included. It was 2-day conference. Everything again is recorded, but everybody after everything happened and they asked for more, they wanted a second one. And we were truly not planning for a second one. We just saw the response to the conference in a huge way that then we announced the 2023 conference right there. And we're now currently working on that second version.
Yeah. And it's in Florida.
Miami. It's okay. Right next to the airport.
Okay.
So it's very convenient for speakers and people that want to travel. They just, you know, they jump up from the airplane straight into the hotel.
Yeah.
It's a very nice space. It's remodeled. So we got a brand new space for this conference. And, you know, we're just so looking forward to the next step. And I know our community is willing to learn. There's an atmosphere of willingness to learn from others and engage and build new things. You know, it's truly like a revolution, an educational revolution.
What's happening in other countries?
Well, what we see from Florida is that in general, the homeschooling is a hot topic right now. Everybody wants to know more and learn what truly homeschooling is. You know, there's a lot of myths we're battling too. I think they're natural, they're normal in any culture. But our countries are coming together, realizing they were missing out of a tremendous blessing. And this is how we see it. They were missing out. Mm-hmm. And we grow up thinking that, you know, the first option is to send our children to school.
Yeah.
But now homeschooling, it's a number one choice too. It came out from the caves for many, you know. And so what we're doing is showing what homeschooling can do in a family. We are a testimony of it, but we can point at different people that are also great testimonies that have been doing it for so long. So we have countries that are trying to come together to pass on laws to protect their rights to educate at home. We're seeing people mobilizing to make this movement even stronger, not only here in the States, but outside the States. So we are constantly talking to pastors and leaders that are mentors to others. And what we're hearing is, teach me, we want to do this. Mm-hmm. They're responding to the call.
Yeah.
There's like an awakening in our community. So I know there's a lot of work to do still, but this is the time to raise up to the plate and help people understand what we have been feeding off and experiencing for so many years.
Yeah. And it's so exciting to be part of that. So
yes, amen.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.